The Warriors getting after it against the Grizzlies in Memphis. A solid start, punctuated by three trays to open the game by Klay Thompson. Saw him finishing with eight threes and a game-high 36 points. And Draymond Green with insane defense. 10 steals, a new team record, and with 12 boards and 10 assists, that's the first triple-double in league history to not include points. Andre Iguodala with 22 points off the bench, another big key, as Stephen Curry had 18 points and 5 assists, and Kevin Durant delivered 24 points with 3 trays. The Warriors with many strong performances and a 122-107 win in Memphis. Here's Draymond and Coach Kerr.
I think it's pretty amazing. You know, anytime you can be the only one of something in the NBA history of something good, I think it's amazing. Obviously, I didn't know the entire game that I was even that close to a triple-double. Just try to play the game the right way and try to impact the game in any way I can. But, you know, it's definitely something that, you know, you can appreciate. Being the only one in something or being up there with the greats in something, you know, I think it's pretty amazing.
At what point did you kind of figure out that you were near a triple-double?
I didn't. I never did because I didn't know. Like, you know, here they got the points, but you can't see anything else, whether rebounds, assists, or steals, or anything like that. So I never knew. I knew Klay was knocking down shots, so I knew the assists started to get out there, but I didn't really know where I was as far as rebounds or steals went, but I really wasn't worried about it. You know, just try to, like I said before, try to play the game the right way and try to help my team get a win.
Seemed like you were having some contact issues. Was that kind of bothersome
earlier? Oh, it was earlier. Because I thought I dropped the one, and then I put the other one in, and all of a sudden I was seeing double. So we went to the bench during the timeout. I was seeing double for like 2 minutes. I was hoping the ball didn't come to me to shoot. Thank God it didn't. We went to the timeout, and I pulled the contact out, and all of a sudden two of them came out. So it was definitely bothersome, but it happens.
That was in the first quarter?
Yeah.
Dre, you know, some people look at it and say, well, Dre doesn't score enough. He's an all-star. To those critics, does a game like this show, you know, who your value is, that you can impact the game without doing it?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, probably to them, you know, it may show them, but, you know, that's how I've always felt. You know, I impact the game in many other ways than scoring. You know, and my goal is to try to help other guys out of my nature. You know, for so many years, it's always been score, score, score. This guy averaged 20, that guy averaged 20, he's an all-star. And then, you know, for me to make it this year averaging 10 points, I think it's kind of, you know, showing that other things do matter and you know, just trying to create a different lane for guys. You know, I think guys came before me and created a lane for me to play in this league. And, you know, I've always been told you try to lead the game in a better space than when you came. And so I just try to create a different lane for guys.
What was different tonight against the Grizzlies versus the first two meetings?
I don't think much was different than the second meeting, other than we held on to the lead. You know, but we really executed on the offensive end and we defended like hell. You know, I think the shots that we made them take, we kind of took them out of the offense a little bit and, you know, made them take tough shots. And, you know, you make any team take tough shots, you got a lot better chance of winning than you do when they're just getting to their spots and getting whatever they want. So, you know, you definitely got to credit our defense and, you know, the way we executed on the offensive end.
I mean, Draymond dominated that game. We had a lot of great individual performances. Klay was fantastic. Andre was tremendous. But that's as dominant a performance as I've ever seen from somebody who scored 4 points. So, remarkable performance by Draymond.
Were you pleased with how the game began and Klay got out with 9 points to start all three?
Yeah, I love the way the game started. We had a lot of great shots that we didn't even hit, but we were getting really good looks and our defense was great. Our speed showed out there. We were causing some havoc defensively, and I thought we could have been up much bigger, to be honest, at the end of the quarter. But all in all, it was a really, you know, well-played first quarter. And then we made a good push at the end of the second quarter to create some cushion going into the third. So I thought we had plenty of chances to break it open, which we didn't do. We got to get better with our offensive execution and our focus and our concentration. But all in all, it was a great effort, a hell of a win against a great team on their home floor.
At any point tonight, or do you just find yourself kind of amazed by Draymond, what he's able to do defensively?
Yeah, I mean, he guards everybody. He guards the whole team out there. Put him on Marc Gasol, put him on Zach Randolph, switch him on to Conley. How many guys in the league can do that? And I know there's some great defenders in this league, but I don't think there could possibly be one more versatile and more impactful.
And now this road trip continues on Saturday night in Oklahoma City before the Warriors head to Denver for a game on Monday night. And then they're back home on Wednesday to face the Sacramento Kings at Oracle Arena. In Memphis, I'm Lawrence Scott.